This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest. He's one of our returning guests. He's Dr. George Anastasov. He is the CEO of Axiom Biotechnologies. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AXIM. George, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett, for having me again.
You know, I was going over some quarterly reports, some 8Ks, and the last time we had you on the show was a couple of months. Your stock has literally blown up. Last time you were on the show was just a little bit south of 50 cents. This morning, as of 12/7/2016, it's trading north of $9 a share. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much, Everett.
What are you guys doing to make this all happen? You know, I saw the Medical Ethics Committee of the University of Washington. So why all of a sudden the big run-up on your stock?
Well, the truth is that for quite a while we haven't been putting any news because we were not certain with the financing and exactly, well, at what speed or what pace we'll continue with our clinical trials or if we're going to go to clinicals at all. So we really didn't make much noise. So once we did secure funding and everything is aligned, we started, telling the public about where we are and what our direction is. And I think that this is making a difference because I think that there are perhaps also some political elements there that the great expectations of people who were betting on legalization and so on probably did not materialize. And from the beginning, we were staying apolitical and just trying to inform the masses there and the public that we are a pharmaceutical company, biopharmaceutical, biotech company, and that the elections results really don't matter. So maybe there was some refocusing from the purely cannabinoid investments to the biotech cannabinoids. Maybe, I don't know. And also, I think that we are quite diversified company. We are not one product game there. I mean, unlike other companies which are somewhere on the big board, our program is quite diversified. We are in many different areas, so we are not depending only on one clinical program because I think that makes all the difference because there are companies there which are significantly more valuable than ours, but I don't think that they have the breadth of the IP portfolio that we have or the product portfolio that we have.
Absolutely.
So I guess that, yeah, I think that all that probably made the upward movement of the stock, and indeed we have done well, but I hope that we'll do better.
I misspoke earlier. It's not the University of Washington. Well, what's the university you guys are getting the ethics committee from?
Yes, it's the University of Wageningen. That's a university in the Netherlands. It is the top food and agriculture university in the world. It's number one. And they have very strong department on gastrointestinal diseases, IBS, IBD, Crohn's disease. And we have been collaborating for quite a while right now with the chairman of the biochemistry and the pharmacology department there, Professor Ranger Wittkamp. And we have designed a double-blind placebo-controlled study on patients with IBS utilizing our novel gum. It's called Can-Chew Plus. Of course,
yes,
you remember
right.
Regular Can-Chew. So the difference is that this is a vastly improved delivery model. Also, it has different dosaging. The Can-Chew gum has 10 milligrams of CBD. This one has 30 milligrams of cannabidiol. We have completed already the PK profile of this gum, which is very encouraging. And we are entering in patients. Now, if this proves to be successful, which we all hope that it will be, then we will up-study to irritable bowel, to inflammatory bowel disease and Crohn's disease. So these are all three diseases which are quite prevalent. I mean, if you speak about IBS, 20% or more of the population suffers from it. And there is right now nothing that really alleviates significantly the symptoms. So if we can show that with our product it does work, and in particular we're talking about abdominal pain, then I think it will be a very attractive product for the market.
Yeah, I was reading that the IBS market is $1.5 billion. Is that true?
That's the estimated market, but if you think about 20% of the population worldwide being affected by this condition, the market is, I think, quite substantial. This is the estimated market by 2023, I believe.
Could you explain in greater detail the proprietary IP field that you announced last week regarding the extraction of the THC?
Sure. As you know, THC can be extracted by different methods. One is, of course, cold press extraction. Another one is decarboxylation and different methods. But some of these methods use heavy metals during the extraction process. Some of them use solvents such as butane and others. And many of these are toxic. So our method, it doesn't have any whatsoever residual heavy metals or solvents left after the final process, and also provides for the highest yields of extracted material. So it provides for the highest yield and for the highest purity of the extracted material. So that's what separates it from the other methods available today.
My guest today is George Anastasov. He is the CEO of Exium Biotechnologies. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AXIM. Let's talk about a little bit about your CBG cream. What's going on with that? Is the revenues only coming from internationally? Are they going to be doing that domestically? Where are we at in the process of that product?
Well, we have two products formulated. We have a product which is formulated for the OTC market, and we have formulated a pharmaceutical product. So currently, a study has been completed, which is just a proof of concept study in the Maurits Clinic in The Hague in the Netherlands. We are awaiting the final results, the tabulation of these results. And based on this, we will start thinking on commercializing or licensing our product. So I think it's premature to say, to speak about the revenues, because we haven't finalized the results from this trial. They will be published, and once we know precisely what the results are, how positive they are, or the cream needs to be tweaked, then we will think about commercialization or out-licensing the product and so forth.
On your website, can any of the people in the United States, can they order any of your products from your website?
Not from our website, no. There is a website through which our initial gum is being sold, which is the Kenchu gum. It's called kenchugum.com. But other products, even though we have formulated in excess of 20 products, we have not put any on the market yet for numerous reasons. We are looking for strategic partners who will distribute the products and market and sell them, because all of our capital investments are dedicated to our R&D, pharmaceutical R&D, not for marketing and sales of products. So that's on our website. We don't sell any products. No.
So that's canchew.com?
Canchew gum.
Canchewgum.com. They can order a product from there. Okay. Speaking of IP, you recently announced a new patent on cannabinoids in chewing gum. Could you explain what this means in layman's terms for your company and going forward?
Sure. Our first patent was for functional chewing gum containing cannabidiol, CBD. So this second patent actually encompasses all cannabinoids, whether they're synthetic or naturally extracted, which gives us pretty much, protection from the rest of the competition. But now, speaking about chewing gums, you cannot just put a cannabinoid in a chewing gum and expect it to act, because what will happen is that the release profile of the cannabinoid is very important. So there has to be a specific delivery mechanism which will not release the cannabinoid very fast, because if it's released very fast, the patient will just swallow it, and it will be like an edible, like candy or lozenge or whatnot, and with all of these negative side effects, because it will go through the gastrointestinal passage, then through the first pass liver metabolism, and of course majority of it will convert to 11-hydroxy-THC, which brings all the negative effects of THC. The same happens with CBD, because CBD in the gastric acid, also 30%, 40%, 50% of it converts to a THC, and then subsequently 11-hydroxy-THC. So to prevent that from happening, you want this cannabinoid, whether it's a THC or CBD or whatever else that may be, any one of the 100-plus known cannabinoids as of today, So you want it to be delivered to the central circulation and bypass the liver metabolism. How that can be done? Well, there are different ways to do it. You have the Sativex from GW, which uses alcohol as solvents, and this is an oral spray. In our case, we don't use any solvents, but we release the cannabinoids in controlled fashion. So in 20 minutes, the idea is that these cannabinoids will enter the systemic circulation, thus bypassing the liver metabolism. So there are no two gums, gum and gum. You cannot just put cannabinoid in a gum base and expect it to act as a pharmaceutical, even though there are such attempts on the market. I mean, it's really quite sophisticated delivery system.
And I would say so.
Yeah, we believe that it's probably the better or the best delivery system for cannabinoids, among other compounds, because we not only work with cannabinoids, we work with different actives also in the functional chewing gum delivery mechanism.
So where do we go from here? We're almost at the end of the fourth quarter. You have anything, any M&A, anything that you might be able to share with us, a possibility or what our road map looks like in 2017?
Well, for us, it's very important to bring out the results from our clinical programs, to enter in 2017 into our lead product, so to say, which is the Medju RX, into clinical trials, and report the results from this by the Q2 of 2017. We are in the verge of starting a few new clinical trials for interesting indications such as drug-related psychosis, glaucoma, and others. So I think that the horizon is bright. There are multiples of clinicals that we are anticipating entering. We are awaiting results from certain things which are going on already. So I think that it will be an interesting year, and it obviously has been a good one in 2016, and we hope that 2017 will be much more interesting for the public and for us.
I'm sure it will be. My guest today has been Dr. George Anastasov. He is the CEO of Exium Biotechnologies. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AXIM. George, I wish you nothing but the best. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months. Until then, happy holidays.
Thank you so much. The same for you and for your listeners.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.